Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Test expert time here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I'm Joe Galewski. Dr. Mike will join us for the second hour. Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum is the Director of Women and Heart Disease at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York. She's also written a book called Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum's Heart Book, Every Woman's Guide to a Heart Healthy Life. She's a national spokesperson for the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women campaign and attending cardiologist and the Director of Women and Heart Disease at Lenox Hill. She's lectured nationally on topics of coronary artery disease, women and heart disease, natural and alternative ways of treating heart disease, and the prevention of heart disease. Dr. Steinbaum, glad you're with us here on the show today. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
There is we have a little bit of a connection because Dr. Steinbaum has been a guest a couple of times on my morning show on News Radio 570 WSYR in Syracuse, New York. So we are not strangers, albeit we've talked a couple of times, but thanks again for coming on. Kind of a timely session with you today because Friday, the 1st of February, was National Wear Red Day for the American Heart Association. Of course, its purpose was to draw attention to the fact that every year, cardiovascular disease claims about 500,000 women. It always seems that, like, when we hear about how a man dies and somebody says a heart attack, they go, okay, you know. But when someone finds out a woman dies of a heart attack, it's a little bit surprising to us. Is that kind of an inaccurate mindset for people to have?
Well, that's really what Go Red is about. We are just trying to change everyone's perception of heart disease. It's really amazing. Since 1984, more women have died of heart disease than all cancers combined, and more than men. Yet we still seem to have this misconception that heart disease is a man's disease, and I'm here to tell you that is just not the case.
Well, that's true. I we hear about a woman who may have had a heart problem and lost her life or dealing with heart disease, and it kind of somewhat surprises us to hear that it's a woman. But again, that's not the case, and the purpose of the American Heart Association, in one way, is to change that mindset around. I'm always interested about your book. The book is Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum's Heart Book, Every Woman's Guide to a Heart Healthy Life. And I read the headline. I read the headline for the book, and it says, A Revolutionary New Approach to Women's Heart Health. So what is revolutionary about your findings?
This book really started for so many different reasons, but one of the things that really pushed me to do this now was one of the statistics is showing that there's an increase of heart disease in women less than 55 years old. And I sit in my office every day, and I have these young women really in the prime of their lives, 30s, 40s, 50s. These are not older women who are postmenopausal, kind of that age range that we think about when heart disease develops. These are really young women who are having symptoms, palpitations, chest pain. And then I'm finding high blood pressure and cholesterol levels that are high and all these symptoms. And what occurred to me is the fact that this new generation of women, and I've been saying this all the time, thank goodness for Gloria Steinem, but we never got the handbook. So as a generation of women, we're out there in the workforce, carrying the load, coming home, being mothers, trying to be good wives and good daughters and good friends and really juggling so much and trying to be great at everything, that I think we're not only carrying the stress of the man's world as we know it, but we're carrying the stress of all of it. And so this is a real good look at today's woman in today's world in a way that's never really been talked about before.
Well, it's because, I don't want to say it's because, I'm not the expert, but my mom didn't work outside the house. She stayed home.
Right.
She cooked.
That's
she
exactly
cleaned.
It. Yeah.
And that was about it. She washed our clothes. And now you've got women who, I want it all. I want to do it all with a job, professional women with kids, blah, 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 kids' activities. So are you saying that maybe the stress in a woman's world is more stressful than the stress of a man's world?
I think you know, of course, being that woman that you just described, you know, I think it is that it's a different kind of stress. It's a stress on multiple different levels. And the one thing that has come into the picture is that what we feel, our emotions, connect so much to heart health and to overall health. And so what I talk about a lot in this book is what you're thinking, what is in your mind affects your heart. And this connection is something that it's clearly in the literature, it's in the science, and we've heard it and we know it. But the reality is we haven't figured out how much it does have an effect and what to do about it. And that's what this book is about, for people to really understand exactly who they are, exactly how stressed out they are, or how what their perceptions of their life is, exactly who they are within their own lives, and to figure out what to do about it to stay healthy.
The book is called Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum's Heart Book, Every Woman's Guide to a Heart Healthy Life. It's published by Avery Books, which is a division of Penguin USA. Are you suggesting that, doctor, that women need to slow down?
I'm suggesting that women need to know exactly what they need. And in order to do that, they need to know exactly who they are. There are some women who are pushing it to the end of their ropes, and they can't do it. It's just not going to sustain them or their health. So what I'm saying is that every woman needs to know her limit. She needs to know what to do to rejuvenate herself. She needs to know what she need, how much sleep she needs to get, or when she needs to exercise, or how much she needs to be with friends and really get a support group around her. She needs to know exactly who she is to figure out exactly how to become healthy.
Do women have different risk factors for heart disease than men do?
They don't, but what we know are that the psychosocial aspects of a woman tend to affect her heart more than a man. So depression, for example, depression that oftentimes comes in this perimenopausal period when hormones fluctuate, you know, in the 40s, early 40s, we know that that kind of depression really does affect the heart significantly and increases the risk of heart disease. We know anxiety and hostility and actually how you perceive the world, whether you're a glass half empty or a glass half full kind of person, really makes a difference on the heart. Optimism, pessimism, and we see that it affects women greater than men.
How many women do you think, when it comes to realizing if they may have a problem, think about their own, immortality when it comes to heart disease? They may think, okay, you just mentioned how prevalent heart disease is for women. How do women perceive the potential that they may be a candidate for heart disease? Do they feel they're invincible?
One of my favorite surveys that was done looked at a group of about 2,000 women, and it asked them, what is your greatest risk? And about 90% of women in this study said heart disease was their greatest risk. So they were aware. And then they were asked, well, what is your risk of heart disease? And 13% of those women said they were personally at risk. And this is part of the problem. It's everyone else's issue, yeah, not that woman's issue. She's just not connected to it. And I think the reason is we always think of heart attacks and heart disease as Hollywood heart attack, of an overweight man smoking a cigar and leaning over, clutching his chest, blue in the face. The reality is, that's not what heart disease looks like. So that disconnect is part of what the problem is, and that's part of the Go Red initiative.
I want to, we're coming up on a break. After the break, I want to ask you about your take on aspirin with regard to heart disease, also your lifestyle opinions or recommendations, and what to do about atrial fibrillation, and some answers for women to tackle this problem if there is one. Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum. Her heart book, Every Woman's Guide to a Heart Healthy Life. It's available now from Avery Books, a division of Penguin USA. And we'll be back with Dr. Steinbaum coming up after the break. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.